So competency-based learning is what I think we refer to in our building more as standards-based learning. And that is when you assess students a little bit more personally, a little bit more differentiated, where rather than trying to meet teacher expectations on a rubric, they are showing that they have mastered a concept in some way, and again, usually a standard. So, for example, one of the standards that we cover in my digital media class is, using the terms copyright and fair use and understanding all of that. So rather than them taking a test, they would create something to show that they understand that. So it could be, for example, my yearbook kids right now are creating modules for different this or that questions that we had asked students around the building. So things like, AirPods or Beats, IU or Purdue. And using the IU or Purdue example, I have kids that wanted to use the IU and Purdue logos. Well, most of those are copywritten. And so the kids, as they're creating for the yearbook, they show me that they understand that standard by including a text box that cites their source. So that's just like a quick example of how I understand competency-based learning as opposed to, summative assessments. Technology that kids can use in order to express some of these things. Actually, what I'm doing right now and what you have afforded us the chance to do quite a bit through this semester has been audio recordings or video recordings and just allowing us to use our voices to explain what we know. And having those conversations give you the opportunity to really think through what you're going to say. But then also, if you're able to have, immediate feedback where it is a conversation, then I find that with students, I can ask a question to help them elaborate on those ideas and really see if they really do understand what's going on. I also like the idea of students creating concept maps or visual maps online. A lot of interactive tools that they can use in order to do that. And I find, especially with some of my special education students who are a little bit more nonverbal, they don't want to have that conversation. They don't want to put themselves on screen. They're usually the kids that don't turn their frame on in Zoom. They can put those thoughts together in an online map and of some sort instead. I also really like Kahoot. We do use Kahoot a lot. I know that that's not, it's a tech tool that's utilized mostly, with your in-class students. But the kids are so engaged and they absolutely love that. And they like to see who the winners are. And I do hear them having active responses to whether or not they remember that information. And they want to get it right and they want to do well. So that's always fun as well. I've had my digital media kids have used Google Sites to create a portfolio at the end of the quarter. So then they put all of their digital designs, all the things that they've created in one place, and then we share those with one another. And so by me going in and looking at those digital portfolios, I can, better assess from, I don't want to say a bird's eye view, but I can kind of look in and I can see all of their projects at one time and see, did they understand the different concepts? So these are all just some examples. Gosh, there's so many I know that there are. I like when kids use technology to create their own assessments. Like if they were to, like if I tell the kids, okay, put yourself in the teacher's shoes, what are you looking for, if you were grading this assignment? And then they create their own rubrics or they create their own tutorials or they create their own Google Forms that ask those questions. And by me then going in and looking and seeing, okay, well, they asked this question, they asked that question, then I can see, did they understand what, the whole concept was by the end of the unit? Okay, so that's just a few examples. I love standards-based learning. I actually, this wasn't tech-based, but at the end of last quarter, I could just tell because of how crazy things were with COVID and everything. And I was teaching remotely for the first 8 weeks. I could just tell that they hadn't grasped the concepts in a way that a traditional summative assessment would have benefited them. So I pulled the kids out in small groups and I asked them just face-to-face questions that were rooted in the standards. And like, for example, I would say, what are ethics? And then they would have to explain what ethics were. And then I would say, okay, you know, give me an example of unethical journalistic behavior. And if they were able to answer those questions, then I passed them, you know, for their final, I guess you would say. And I learned more about what the kids actually learned than I would have with any sort of test or quiz. And it was awesome. Okay. Have a great day. Bye.